5:04, our number two of the sports line. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome here back to the show. Rich, Ed, Anthony, he's here as well. He was up there at the Greenbrier yesterday. Going to touch on that a little bit more coming up here in just another second or two with Rusty Udy of the Register Herald, who's there covering it live. Davis Love III goes low. Best round by 5 strokes that he shot all year this year. 63. He is in the lead. We'll update you on Ed's guy, Fig Jam, in just a second. But Ed's got an interesting opportunity for you.
I do. I'm doing this actually this weekend.
I think this is so cool.
Why do you laugh?
Well, all right. Go. Anthony, come here. We'll get Anthony in here. Why do I laugh?
I don't know. Maybe the listeners will laugh at this. I am going to take a motorcycle safety certification class this weekend at Virginia Western Community College tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's cool. $169.50 is the value of these things. We are actually giving away 5 spots.
Compliments of?
Roanoke Valley Harley-Davidson. In the August 18th through 20th motorcycle safety certification class at Virginia Western Community College.
Okay, so coming up in about a month and a half, Virginia Western Community College is putting on a 3-day motorcycle safety course. We're giving away 5 spots along with Harley Davidson of Roanoke.
Correct.
And you're taking the course this week.
I'm taking it this week to get an idea of what it's like. I'll be able to provide even more details on my experience, obviously, starting this coming Monday. But go ahead and register because we're giving away 5 spots randomly drawn. Registration ends August 5th. Winners will be drawn randomly by August 10th, 2017. ESPNRadioDeals.com.
Are we doing weekly drawings?
Maybe. Just whatever we feel like. Doesn't this sound like a sports line promotion and contest, Rich?
Can I throw out a suggestion live on the air?
Go ahead. Doesn't mean we're going to take it, but...
Oh, I understand.
Okay, good.
I understand. That's why I said
bring
it
on, baby.
Just a suggestion. I'm sure I'll be shot down like you shot down women's sports earlier.
Oh, my goodness. The exaggeration.
I'm sure I'll
continue.
Be disparaged.
Oh, yes.
Yet again.
That's exactly what happened, Rich. How you paint that picture. We need to post that segment to Sports On Radio on Facebook and Twitter, by the way. We can get the listeners' opinions on that for those that missed it.
Why do you do this to yourself?
I mean, look, I don't think I was disparaging. How you framed it and twisted it with your great mind is a different story.
Here's my suggestion.
Okay.
5 spots, right?
Yes.
We give away 4, 1 a week. And then the 5th one, you take everybody who didn't win and give them yet another opportunity to win. So you can kind of go week by week, and people can enter each and every week.
I like that.
It's just a suggestion.
There's nothing but genius just coming out of your head.
It may be an inferior one, much like Ed said women's sports was earlier.
I'm not commenting at this point.
Okay. Fair enough. But the reason that I was laughing...
What, the idea of me on a motorcycle?
No, you on a Harley. Harleys are very American.
Ah, yes, and here we go.
I mean, I could see you on, what's the term? Those little, what is the term, rice rockets?
Crotch rockets.
Crotch rockets.
I could see him on like a Yamaha or something that's just...
Moped.
A moped.
A moped. Oh, my goodness. Really? For real?
An electric scooter.
For real. That's where you go.
Eating your raw broccoli.
I'd have time to do it. It's going so slow. The rate you drive, Rich, you might be on a moped. That may be the only thing left.
That was unnecessary.
Oh, yes. A shot at Rich. So unnecessary. Why would I ever do that?
Oh, boy. But yeah, go to where? You could go to ESPN Radio Deals. You could go where else? Facebook, Twitter. Am I missing anything?
ESPN. ESPNRadioDeals.com. You can also go directly to ESPNINVA.com. The ESPN Radio Deals link. It's at the top of the page. We'll take you directly there. It's real simple. All you, like, there's not, like, you all you have to do is enter your first name, your last name, your phone number, your email address, and that's it.
That's it. That is all.
Yes. Folks. And there is a full schedule of events at the link, so if you need to know exactly how this may work with your schedule, go ahead.
So it gives you a rundown of everything.
Absolutely.
And this is all compliments of
Roanoke Valley Harley-Davidson
and ESPN Radio in Virginia. Ed on a hog.
Vroom, vroom.
I'm pretty excited.
I think it's going to be cool. Which, again, is why it may not be a fit for you.
It may not, huh?
Just unfair. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Just taking shots left and right.
I am on a segue. That a texter. Thanks.
Oh, I think I know who that was because I think I got the same text. Just repurposed. Repackaged.
Oh, boy. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Greenbrier Classic. Davis Love off to a big start. And Rusty Udy of the Register Herald joins us now here on the Sportsline. Hey, Rusty, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I mean, you know, when work involves just watching golf and things like that, that's a pretty good day of work.
Not a bad day at all. And, you know, I mean, a gorgeous golf course, a gorgeous resort, just a beautiful place. And, yeah, I mean, a pretty sweet gig for you just hanging out there all weekend. Before we get into golf, talk a little bit about what it means not only to the Greenbrier, but to the community, to the people up there, the fact that this thing is back after the tragic floods of last year.
Well, the Greenbrier is kind of a hallmark of West Virginia and one of the most beautiful places in the state. And you know, when it was devastated, I mean, not only did it, you know, devastate the land and the people around, but it took a lot of people's jobs and things like that. So, you know, it was one of those situations where it was kind of the lifeblood of this community. And, you know, it turned out to be, you know, just a kind of a reflection of how the people of West Virginia are. And, you know, when things like this go on, how they just band together and, you know, put this thing back together. I mean, what's gone on here to put this golf course back together and put this tournament back on is, honestly, if you look at it, and I saw it after it happened, even in April, it's a miracle what they've done. I mean, it's just amazing the work that's been done here, and the course is just in an immaculate condition right now.
Rusty Udy here on the Sportsline discussing the Greenbrier Classic. You mentioned the course and the amount of work that it took to put this together. Rusty, overall, when you assess what's happened with this event, how much help did the community surrounding the Greenbrier Resort offer in terms of getting this event back up as opposed to it just being, you know, a regular Greenbrier production?
Really, it's all depends on the community. I mean, you know, it helps the community in the fact of, you know, the amount of golfers that come here and spend money and, of course, you know, in turn, keep people working and things like that. But it's a complete community effort. And they both kind of tie back to each other, you know, with the help that the Greenbrier gave the community when people had no homes and no place to stay. You know, they allowed them to come in and stay. And, you know, even though it's kind of like, you know, Governor Justice said, you know, it's not about rich, poor, anything like that. It's just a community banding together. And this is like a representation of the community, and that's why, you know, everybody wants it to be first class.
So to the golf, Davis Love, 7-under, best round he's had this year by 5 strokes, from what I've seen. What type of round did he have?
One thing about Davis is Davis loves this place. I mean, Davis is a old school historical type golfer. And, you know, he studies the history. And that's one thing about the Old White is it's a very historical course, you know, being here since, you know, 1914. And now with the redesign or the restoration, they have really kind of put that back to that old style. And, you know, when he spoke on Wednesday in the news conference, he was just overcome with, you know, how beautiful the course was. And, you know, he said literally, you know, he wanted to take out notes or a notepad and take notes, you know, how well the course is designed. So he loves the place. And, you know, in tune with golf, when you're in a place where you're very comfortable, you tend to play a lot better. And, you know, Davis has always played pretty solid here. I mean, he's played 22 rounds in the Greenbrier Classic, and 17 of those rounds have been below par. So, you know, he has played well here. But nobody really kind of saw this coming, neither did he. But, you know, he said he's been working really hard on his game. You know, he's kind of resigned himself to the fact that we're trying to hit the ball so far anymore, just kind of put the ball in play. And that's the key at the Old White TPC. You got to put the ball in the fairway, especially with the new greens being a little more firm. You've got to be able to attack from the fairway. And that's what he did today. He played really well. He made 7 birdies and 11 pars, and, you know, Looked great from the start.
Hey, Rusty, along the lines of what you talked about the redesign or the restoration of the golf course, getting back to its old school roots, how different does the course look now than it did before the floods and before the redesign?
The noticeable differences are basically they had the thick fescue-type grass a lot of places. That's completely gone. It's back to just the more normal bluegrass rough around greens and fairways and things like that. What you'll notice, the basic difference is the golf course plays very straightforward now. Tees are pretty much in line with the greens. You don't have a lot of angles that you're playing on. Greens are more to the old style, a little bigger, so they're not as much undulation in them, you know, because, you know, at the speeds that they play these days on the greens, the undulation really limited the amount of pin placement. So they've kind of gone back to that, to the lower style greens, and you know, the putting's been much better, and the players have been very receptive to every single person has been very complimentary of the greens and the golf course, and they're just having a good time out there. You can tell by the scores today because they've really been, especially this morning, they were really kind of burning it up.
Rusty Udy with us here from the Register Herald discussing the upcoming Greenbrier Classic. We mentioned Davis Love III at the front of the field. A lot of other guys that are not as well known following him. Which ones out of that bunch do you believe are most likely to last into the weekend?
Well, the kind of guys you have to look at are the ones that's had a lot of success here, you know, in the past. You know, David Lingmus played well here. Graham Belay has played really well here, and so has David Hearn. David Hearn was in the playoffs two years ago, with Danny Lee. And matter of fact, he was the one that lost to him in they went to the 17th, and he lost on the second hole. You also have Robert Streb, who's -5 right now. He is also was in that playoff in 2015. So those guys are ones that are very familiar with the course, very comfortable with the course. Guys will probably stick around to the weekend. Patrick Reed played really well today, made 4 birdies today and a bunch of pars, and he's been playing really well. Another guy that's you kind of keep an eye on. Two former champions, kind of looking to get their careers back in gear a little bit. Scott Stallings is at -3, and Teddy Potter is at -3. So those two guys, you know, when you get to playing and playing well, and you're in familiar type conditions, you know, like we talked before, that when in golf, you know, when you're comfortable, you play well. And those two guys are playing well right now.
Do you think Davis Love can hang around and be in the mix come the back nine on Sunday?
Yeah, I really do, because, you know, he's always played well here. He likes the golf course. He's really comfortable with his swing right now, which is a key thing. You know, that's what he talked about before. You know, he's been working really hard on his swing and kind of working around a stiff hip and a stiff back. You know, it I'm 54, so I know exactly what he's talking about at age 50. So, you know, those are things you work around. But if you can kind of get in that comfort zone, you know, you'll play well. And I think he's just in a good state of mind, for one thing. His physically is in a good state. He likes the golf course. I think he's definitely a guy that, you know, will be making some news come Sunday.
You referenced the news come Sunday. Are you expecting this to get to be a more narrow field, or do you anticipate this being pretty wide open throughout the weekend?
I think it's going to be pretty wide open. I mean, you know, the history of this tournament has been for guys that, you know, you did not foresee coming to the forefront on Sunday making that charge, and that's, you know, that's historically been what it's been all since 2010. So, you know, really you can look at the top 10 or 15, but either, honestly, you just never know when a guy's going to come out there and shoot 60 or 61. It can't happen. And it's going to kind of depend on the weather a little bit. If it gets really dry and hot like they're thinking, then, of course, the fairways are going to get firmer. The new greens are going to firm up a little bit, so the scoring is going to be tougher, which in turn, if somebody could shoot a decent round on it, you know, could make a big jump as others kind of slide back a little bit.
Great great threesome out on the golf course right now. Just a couple holes left. Bubba Watson, Fig Jam, Phil Mickelson, and Danny Lee, I believe, the third, right? The defending champion. And, you know, those guys all under par. Bubba at 2 under, Phil minus 1, and Danny Lee 4 under. You know, obviously that grouping is going to get a lot of attention. Well, certainly today and tomorrow as well, right?
That's exactly right, and yeah, that's going to draw the big crowds. Phil just knocked it stiff on 16, so he's probably going to go to minus 2. So that's, you know, if you're looking at it from a television perspective and from a Green Bay Classics perspective, I'm sure they want those three guys around, you know, come Sunday, especially in contention, because that would be something really great. While Bubba's made the cut, Phil's yet to make the cut here, so. You know, that would be some big time news if he could do that and be in contention.
And talk for a second too about Bubba Watson and certainly his wife, very involved in helping out, time, effort, energy, money to help the restoration of you know, the golf course and the Greenbrier community. They have a place up there, right? I mean, this place means a lot to them.
Oh, well, they sure do, and they love it here. And you know, they were heartbroken when, you know, the floods happened. And I'm pretty sure Bubba was in Akron playing at that time, but his wife was here when it happened. And literally, I mean, she would bring the kids to daycare and strap on the boots and got right in homes helping people and doing things hands-on immediately. And, of course, you know, not even to include the monetary money that they put into this thing. It's been unbelievable. But she was so moved by the fact that, you know, of who she was, and here she was going in just trying to help out. And the people that were devastated and had lost so much, all they were concerned about was she doing okay? Did she need some water? Did she need this? And she said she was just overcome at the kindness that it was shown to her. And that's kind of the way this, you know, this community is. It's kind of the way West Virginia is. You know, they're just good, common people, and, you know, they try to take care of each other.
Who do you like to win this thing in the end?
I'm not really good with predictions. I'm pretty good with analyzing, but I kind of like Patrick Reed a little bit. I mean, he's played really well this year. He just seems like he's right on the edge of pulling it off, and he just seems to have one round that kind of sidetracks him just a fudge, but he's played some really good golf, and he played good today. He's minus 4 today, so I kind of like Patrick Reed a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It'll be fun to see how the thing, how it all shakes out. And obviously, great to have golf back at the Greenbrier. It means so much more than just the golf tournament, but it's great to have it back. Rusty, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'd love to stay in touch.
Hey, sounds great. I really appreciate you guys having me on. It was an honor.
Rusty Udy of the Register Herald. Talking about the Greenbrier Classic.
Patrick Reed. It's his dark horse pick.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a dark horse he is. What is he, 4 under right now?
So last I checked.
Just a couple strokes off the lead. Yeah, he's in the clubhouse, 4 under. And, you know, I mean, one of the best players on tour. Ryder Cup hero. And, you know, tied for 12th right now. So I think he was one of the guys that a lot of people were looking at. Obviously, you have some big-name players. We mentioned Bubba and your guy Fig Jam, of course.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of Hokies in the field. Brandon DeJong and, who's the other one? Johnson Wagner?
Yes.
So we have some Hokies in the field. A lot of local folks. Billy Hurley had an opportunity to catch up with him down at Pinehurst when we were down there a couple years ago. Angel Cabrera El Pato. I believe that's right. Right? The duck?
I don't know. You would know that better than I would. By the way, Johnson Wagner at 1 under par through 13 today.
Awesome. John Daly there, 3 over. Long John. Rory Sabatini was one of those up-and-coming guys a handful of years ago who never quite quite made it. Davis Love the fourth.
And Brendan DeJong even through 15, by the way. Your guy.
I like him. Brendan DeJong could be my guy. Had him on at the U.S. Open last couple years ago.
It's we cool. did.
It's great. Hunter Mahan. I mean, you know, it's a good field. It's not a great field. We know that.
It's not a star-studded field, and that's always just going to be a natural challenge for this event, given that it bumps right up against the British Open.
Yeah, not exactly the week before, which would be kind of a death. I think that's next week, right? The John Deere?
Yes.
And where do you see the field for that one?
Traditionally, that's been fairly low.
Yes, fairly weak field for the John Deere. But it's great. You know, and most importantly, like I said earlier, and I'm certainly not going to categorize the flooding that took place last year up in West Virginia and put that on the same level as something like Hurricane Katrina. But I think on a much smaller scale, you know, this golf tournament and the fact that it's taking place reminds me to a degree of that Monday night game, which was the first game that the Saints played back in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And you remember that, the block punt that led to the touchdown, and it was just kind of...
Steve Gleason, ironically, yes. Gained a lot of notoriety for his courageous fight against ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was on a larger scale, obviously. Football has a much greater place and role in American society as a whole versus golf. And I think the Katrina damage, because it encompassed such a wide swath of the footprint, Mississippi, the rest of Louisiana, even into Texas, I think it impacted even more people than the flooding tragedy in West Virginia impacted. But I think on a smaller scale, you're right that this event and the rebirth of the Greenbrier Classic has had an impact.
It was interesting. Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's clearly a much smaller scale. But like Rusty was saying, the Greenbrier, I mean, that's kind of one of those places that it seems like many West Virginians identify as, you know, a place that is kind of held up and representative of them. And if that's the case, that getting it back up and running and bringing, you know, it back into American prominence, I'm sure it's a very big deal for some of those folks. What did he call them? Simple folks, common folks, huddled masses?
Oh, yes, Rich. Just put words into everyone's mouth.
No, what did he said one of those. Did you not hear it?
I don't recall which one it was.
It was one of them. I don't think it was huddled masses.
I don't believe it was. Common folk, I think, is the one that he used.
He did say it. Yes. I mean, it's not like I'm just totally misquoting.
No, him. I think it was common folks.
Yeah.
Not huddled masses,
well, but
mind
it's
you.
The same thing, isn't it?
I mean, one's just a more extreme, exaggerated, disparaging version. And we know you, Rich, will take, you know, things that are similar and blend them together as equals, even though the adjective may allow one to be drastically different from the other. Average Joe, then it goes to, you know, common folk, then it goes to huddled masses or simple folk. You know, there's like a linear progression, and you just take the more extreme side.
I don't know. I mean, aren't those all pretty similar? I don't know that any of them are much more extreme than the other. Simple folk, common folk, huddled masses, average Joe.
I think average Joe just sounds more normal. Average, obviously.
So would you like to be called an average Joe?
I mean, I don't know if you'd use the word Joe for me or not.
Average.
I don't know what is average about me anyway.
All right, 5:30 on the sports line. We got to take a break. Quick one. We're coming back. Talk a little bit more about Hanging Rock. That's next Wednesday. Can't wait to get out there. Still have some tee times open if you folks want to play. I don't know how you beat it. $25 if you got a foursome. $30 if you don't. Range balls, dinner all included. Golf cart, whole deal. We're going to have a blast. Go to ESPN Radio Deals for details. More on that coming up. Stick around. You're listening to The Sports Line.